Episode 4, Jose's Ethic. I work for Jose. That's what I do. Lots of us do that. Work for Jose, that is. Now, Jose calls his work proactive commerce. Ask me, that's just a dressed-up term for deal maker. He says everybody and everything's got their price. Not a bad thing, necessarily, but often arrived at haphazardly. Jose says we overspend when we need something lickety-split. He prefers letting things kind of show up on their own. Then, too, he's trained his customers and us with this idea. If we ain't got it or can't get it, you don't need it. That's pretty much how his form of commerce works. Jose's a bit of a stickler, too, about not leaving money on the table. Or dirty dishes, either. He says having manners makes doing business better. Manners reflect how we show respect and appreciation. He has what people call civility. Likely why so many people are wanting to do business with him. He says kindness and respect go further than we know. And having manners makes the world just better all around. That's what he says. That's what Jose says about manners. Now, a Jose speaks highly of a particular type of real estate. Real estate that resides in the space between our ears. And the potential of that real estate involves more than we know. According to Jose, there's no better real estate to invest in. He says he's more invested in that than anything else. That's what Jose says. That's what Jose says about real estate. Working for Jose, we've all started investing in that particular type of real estate. He's right studied up on something called the field of potentiality. He has stated that this is behind how everything shows up in life or doesn't, and what gets done and what doesn't. He reckons we all be just like different radio stations, just a broadcasting away, every which way, every day. So it's important then, knowing what signals you're receiving and which ones you're sending. You know, what you're broadcasting out into the world and what stations you're listening back to. Jose says we have to watch out for stinking thinking. That sometimes we need a checkup from the neck up. Jose says that a lot of times when he needs the cowboy up, he tells himself, you're gonna do it and you're gonna like it. He says that helps him keep perspective. Makes him able to overcome obstacles. Then he can have some fun and still get something done. Works well for him and for us too. Now, Jose gets after his various activities with a certain precision. First, he ponders over what he calls all the moving parts. He says he circles the wagons this way. Makes sense with him enjoying watching westerns like he does. When Jose takes to make something work, he susses out what he calls the what's so. He wants to know what he's a working with and what he's not working with. Then after he considers his options, he lets it all go out his mind. Later on, it just sort of shows up again. Usually at the proper time, which according to him often occurs while he's experiencing the finer pursuits in life. Well, I'm just going to scratch my head some over that one. However, justifying the finer pursuits in life does have certain rewards. Now, helping Jose with his work and all occasionally involves folks in the government, and a few of them Hollywood people. A lot of time they get in a bind and need something done. or a setback they're having trouble recovering from. Or they just don't know what they're doing. There'd be plenty of that going on, clear as all. All these people are doing business with Jose, it's on account of his reputation for always being on time and always good to go. He don't ever much speak to it. Jose lets his work do his talking. People say that's so on account of how it speaks for itself. Jose says best we let our work do our talking. That's what Jose says about how we do our work. You just can't find that around the corner. One time Jose mentioned about being accountable. Then he demonstrated it. Still doing it. That sort of thing starts to accumulate after a while. We inevitably revisit that which we don't resolve.